It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
The definition of perfectionism is the tendency to set unrealistically high standards for performance of oneself and others, along with the inability to accept mistakes or imperfections in matters of personal appearance, care of the home, or work, maybe accompanied by an obsession with completeness, purity, or goodness. Now, what a hard way to live. Well, Dr. Jane Bluestein, author of The Perfectionist, Perfection Deception, Why Trying to Be Perfect is Sabotaging Your Relationships, Making You Sick, and Holding Your Hostage, Happiness Hostage, is here to help us to get real about it. Welcome, Dr. Jane.
Thank you so much.
Now, what can you tell us about fear? Why is fear the biggest component of perfectionism?
That word just kept coming up in the research, I noticed, and it was either fear of abandonment, fear of intimacy, fear of making a mistake, fear of failure. It really drives that need to appear perfect, hence the deception part, this mask. We put on these masks. We're afraid to say, I don't know. We always are afraid we're disappointing somebody. How many people do you know that are constantly apologizing for whatever they do because for some reason in their head it wasn't good enough?
Yes, I know that whole wasn't good enough thing, that was my little self-talk, first from my mother to me, and then I did it as an adult, and I was determined not to do it to my son because, as a mother, I knew how hard it was. So for my son, what I did was I gave him a lot of options, and I one thing I really never liked were when I saw little kids, when they, let's say, fell or they did something wrong, they immediately look at their parents, seeing what their reaction would be, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was determined not to react in any negative way and just in a loving way for my son. So I want to ask you, in your book, do you talk about that?
Yeah, I actually have a couple chapters devoted to parent-child relationships because that's where a lot of this starts. And we look at sort of both ends, the one where the kid falls down and the parent either yells or just, it's like labels the kid as clumsy or, oh, just get up, that didn't hurt, which is very different from the reality that the child is experiencing or the parent who, on the other end, will express so much anxiety that creates a level of fear in the child that, the world's a scary place. Or I have to never fall because I don't want to frighten mommy because I have to keep her happy. It sort of creates a false sense of responsibility for caretaking our parents and keeping them happy or keeping them sober, or keeping them from getting angry and hurting us because that fear that you mentioned earlier, the fear that we, if they're not happy, it must be our fault. And if we're doing something where they're not happy, that puts us and our survival at risk. So we go through a lot of contortions to kind of please people. We don't say no when we're not supposed, when we need to say no. We set unrealistic, even harmful standards for ourselves. And it's all about maintaining that deception and trying to keep other people from hurting us in some way.
I really understand what you mean by, helping parents take responsibility for their actions and not transfer them onto your child, and because the little ones, they really don't understand how to be responsible. I mean, responsibility is something that you teach. And if you can do it yourself as an adult, then the best model, you're being the best model for your child. Can you tell us what you suggest that a parent can do, like a exercise that they can do with their children to support and help them with perfectionism?
Yeah, well, this is what I've been, this is interesting because I've written several books for parents. And when I got into, researching perfectionism, I started to, it was sort of like the wheelhouse, the kind of, it was like, this is the place where everything gets feared. So one of the things, and I've always really discouraged that, oh, you're so wonderful, kind of empty praise. And I've also discouraged parents from talking about, oh, oh, you make me so happy when you clean your room. Because your happiness is not the child's responsibility. What I suggest instead would be something like, hey, you got your room clean, now you can go out and play. I love you no matter what. That's unconditional. As soon as we start saying, oh, I'm proud of you when, I'm so happy when, or you make me sad when, that's putting an awful lot of pressure on the kid. You know, when parents, I had somebody who contributed to the book. We had several hundred people offer their experiences for this book. And when people would go home, you know, from college and they had lost weight, and parents would say things like, oh, you make me so happy when you're thin. Well, my God, look at the message that gives kids. This isn't about you. You know, so let's encourage the kids. When the kid makes a mistake, it's like, oops, let's clean that up and try it again. Maybe let's put it in a smaller container and not necessarily make the kid wrong. Because that's one of the things perfectionists do to one another, is we make them wrong. We make ourselves wrong.
I know that, you know, it's
nothing. Yeah.
Often, though, when parents say these things, it's such a subconscious thing. What I mean is they don't think exactly about what the words mean. They all do it out of love. I mean, every one of our parents, I know that they're not going to say anything mean. They don't want to say anything mean, but it's just they're not being conscientious exactly about what their words are doing. Words are so powerful, aren't they?
They sure are. And I think what you said, the conscientiousness and bringing our consciousness to our relationships and our awareness to the language we use, because they have tremendous power. Saying, oh, you're a good girl because you did this, or you're a good boy because you achieved that, ties your worth into your achievements. And then we start, like, doing more and trying to do more, you know. And if you say, oh, you're really bad, if you don't get it right, then why bother? Because part of perfectionism is a lot of people qualify as perfectionists who just don't even start because they figure they're not going to get it right in the first place, or they start, make their first mistake because we do that when we're learning something new, right? You know, and then we just give up because, you know, this thing that we've never done before, we're not perfect at.
Right, right. You know, you talk about sabotaging relationships in your book. Can you give us an example about that?
When you have expectations for people, especially if you don't express them, you're walking around feeling really frustrated. They start feeling this tension, and I don't care which side you're on, whether you're setting those expectations for yourself or for others, perfectionists can be really annoying because we have standards that are not necessarily realistic, and we can make a very big deal out of something that really doesn't matter. And so I ask people to start really questioning how important this thing is. Is it worth mentioning? And if it is, instead of saying, oh, I'm so disappointed when you do this, to say, hey, could you please put the things back, the jars back on the shelves with the labels out? Or could you put the tap on the toothpaste, please? Ask for what we want, rather than walking around angry and frustrated and disappointed.
I know. So often we think that our children and our siblings and our spouses, partners, they can read our minds. Right? We just think, well, they should know better, right? Then do this or that, do that.
Unexpressed expectations and disappointment are tremendously alienating.
That's right. Gosh, such great information, Dr. Jane. Thank you so much for being here. Everyone, you can go to janebluestein.com. Janebluestein.com. There you can find out information about our new book, The Perfection Deception, Why Trying to Be Perfect is Sabotaging Your Relationship, Making You Sick, and Holding Your Happiness Hostage. We want to all feel better, don't we? Dr. Jane, thanks so much for being here. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing my natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.